You're listening to a DM podcast.
The spiders I'm particularly scared of the most are funnel webs, those Goliath bird eaters, huntsmen's tarantulas, the large hairy ones. Yeah. Although, the peacock tarantula, that seems less terrifying. Hello, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to a new episode of Mr. A Plus. Today's guest is a lovely woman I have known personally since August 2017. She has a rather interesting topic of discussion to discuss, which I find rather complicated to explain to the general public, which is called kinesiology. Luckily, she will be able to explain what we need to know about it and how it can help with mental health. So, without further ado, let's all give a warm welcome to my kinesiologist, Shari Manning.
Thanks, Michael. Thanks so much for having me.
Not at all. It's my pleasure. Thank you for taking time out of your busy schedule to come on this podcast. So, how are you doing and your family?
I'm doing really well, thank you. Yeah, we're all really good. Byron and Charlie, they're back at school now. We're back into the busyness, but all feeling really good about it and happy to be on with the year. So, yeah, all going really well, thanks. How about you?
I'm doing very well too.
That's great.
In spite of the fact that I recently sprained an ankle.
Yeah, I noticed that. That's not very good.
Yeah, I know.
How's it healing up?
It's getting there.
Yeah.
With each day.
Yeah. Well, hopefully it's not too far away that it's all good again.
But also I'm a survivor and a man.
That's right. Yep, getting on with it as always.
Of course.
Yeah.
Now, can you explain what kinesiology is?
Sure, I'd love to. So kinesiology, very simply, it helps restore balance to the body. So the actual word kinesiology means the study of body movement. As a therapy, kinesiology uses gentle muscle monitoring techniques, which actually help to access the imbalances in the body. So then we can use it to find out what's in the way of that imbalance and then help to find the techniques that are going to help restore that natural balance to the body. The way that actually works in a session is if you come in with something that you're working on in your life and helps to identify what's in the way of what that is. So we have a goal that we put into place in the session, and then everything that comes up is directly related to that. So we can find limiting beliefs, emotions, patterns that are in the way and help restore what you need to do to bring all that into balance, into the present, to make that happen into your life.
Yes, of course.
So the idea is it stimulates your body's own healing potential. So then within mind, body and spirit, you can make improvements and have that wisdom to understand the problem, have awareness about how to release it, and then we can bring it into balance with what you're actually wanting in your life.
Yes, of course. And you have to be familiar with it to understand it. In fact, why is it unfamiliar to some people?
I think it's because it isn't as well known, so it's hard to understand if you haven't experienced it. It's becoming more familiar though. Most people I speak to have heard of it in some way. So it's just if you experience a session yourself, it tends to become, you know, much easier to feel the difference with what it does for you rather than explain it in words. It can get a bit lost that way. So I guess because it can be different for each person, as it is a holistic therapy in mind, body and spirit, and that can mean different things in a session for different people. Once you experience it, then it starts to come all together and make a lot more sense that way.
In fact, whenever I've explained it to my friends, they're unfamiliar with it, and then I have to go onto your website to explain it better because I find it pretty complicated to explain myself.
Yeah, that's right. I think because you can sometimes get in too complicated with the explanation of, you know, the mechanics of how it works, which is, you know, you don't really with other therapies go, well, how does that work necessarily? You just think, well, how is it going to make me feel? Which is, I guess, if we focus on what it can do for you rather than the mechanics of how it works, then I think that's where the, I guess, explanation can come for yourself with that.
If you don't understand the mechanics or unfamiliar with them, why not just experience a session for yourself and see how you go?
Yeah, exactly. That's right, yeah.
And so how did you break into this field of work?
So originally I was a dancer. I professionally danced with contemporary project companies. So along the way I did have injuries, etc. And I found traditional medicine at the time wasn't really helping me with a feet injury that I had. So I ended up finding a remedial massage therapist that really helped to resolve my problem and open my eyes really to other therapies that were available. But it wasn't until I was about 25 that I really felt that I wanted to do something. There was more that I wanted to do with my life. So that's where I did a course exploring different career options in natural therapies, which looked at therapies like naturopathy, herbalism, and other massage therapies. However, kinesiology was a part of that course, and that's what brought my attention to it. And I was blown away by it. It just was amazing to me. So I decided to see the teacher of the who was running that course for a session myself, and I found it was amazingly helpful to me, which then inspired me to go and study it for myself.
Sounds like that was quite a journey.
Yeah, definitely.
So are there any specific courses that you need to complete first?
Yeah, so there's different courses that you can do for kinesiology. There's different streams. I do a holistic kinesiology, which looks at not just one style. So it's holistic in terms of mind, body, spirit. We look at all aspects and different techniques. So I did a diploma in health science in holistic kinesiology. About 20 years ago, which was a two-year course, which I started, and I've done other short courses since then and keep upskilling along the way, yeah.
That's really wonderful. Well done on all that.
Thank you. I love it.
And so that leads to my next question. What are the perks of being a kinesiologist that you enjoy the most?
Oh, look, I find it so rewarding to get to experience people's journeys with them and have an impact on people's lives. That's such a perk for me to be involved in, you know, helping people with their different issues they may come in with. For example, someone having fertility issues, I can help them, you know, to be a part of the process of them actually having a baby, helping people overcome fears and phobias, and then get that lovely feedback of how their life has changed for the better. And it's so rewarding and, you know, such gratitude for that process to have that experience with people.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah.
I have a certain phobia myself.
Yeah.
It's a very common one as well. It's arachnophobia.
You and I have worked together on that as well. So I remember that was quite...
Only once we did.
Yeah, we did, yeah.
My sister-in-law is actually more terrified of spiders than I am.
Really? Yeah, it's quite common to fear of spiders.
Although, the spiders I'm particularly scared of the most are funnel webs, those Goliath bird eaters, huntsmen's tarantulas, the large hairy ones.
Yeah, I know, they're not very nice to look at for sure.
Although the peacock tarantula, which is mostly blue in colour, that seems less terrifying.
Yeah, you think?
Visually, but I still feel a little bit uneasy around spiders like them.
I think often though it's kind of the fear of them more than the actual, you know, the reality of them, which tricks us up with our minds to be so scared of them.
But Aragog from Harry Potter, he's the scariest one.
Yeah, I think you've shown me a photo of that.
But even a realistic photo of a spider can still trigger fear.
That's true. That's the it's called an amygdala response, which puts you into fight flight just by that connection to a thought that can trigger that stress response in the body.
In fact, in my last job, I made the mistake of revealing a fear of him to a couple of my colleagues, and they often show me photos of him just to scare me.
Oh, that's not very nice.
I know.
Yeah.
But whenever my eyes closed, I would say stuff like, "Stop showing me spiders and get them out of here."
Yeah. To beat them with humour is probably a good way around that,
I suppose. I also need to ask you, why is it important for the public to be aware of kinesiology and the benefits it has on mental health?
That's a great question, Michael. I think because it is unfamiliar, it's great for this. I'm really happy to be talking about it, to build that awareness, because it's great for everyone to know that there is actually a therapy that is wonderful to help with mental health issues such as anxiety, depression. And while there is definitely other ways of treating this with counselling and psychology, obviously there's traditional ways and there's medication, but this kinesiology is actually a holistic view and we can look at the whole picture. So we're not just doing talk therapy where you may feel like you already have awareness around what's happening but feel like you're unable to shift it and actually get any resolution, whereas I find I've had success with clients to be able to look at it from all ways and actually then with the help of the techniques actually make that shift happen so that you can actually see that change quite quickly in your life. So that's why I just want to get the awareness out that there is other therapies and kinesiology is one of them, and it is a great tool to help with mental health problems.
In fact, years ago when I was seeking therapy, I was just talking to a therapist, but I didn't find that it helped me very much.
Is that right? What were you finding was happening from the talk therapy? Where did you feel stuck with it?
The advice seemed somewhat useless.
Is that right?
Ignoring people.
Okay.
Because it's very hard to ignore people.
And how did you find kinesiology was different for you? How did you find that it helped you?
Well, I found that it made me calmer and began to increase my self-confidence. And it also helped me become more level-headed.
Yeah. That's wonderful, isn't it?
Yes. And I still credit kinesiology to this day as one of the reasons why mental health has gotten better over the years.
Oh, that's wonderful. I'm so happy to be a part of that with you, Michael. That's one of the reasons why I love doing this work, because I find that the feedback that, you know, I receive is always positive for the effects that it can actually bring people's lives.
Also, what kind of things are you required to do with a client?
Well, initially when you come in, we have a chat first, especially if it's a first session, but we always start the session with a talk to see what's been happening, see what the connections are possibly to experiences in your life that might be related to how you're feeling now, and then bring us to how you'd like to feel after the session. So we always find a goal to work with, like you already have that outcome now in the present that we can put in a circuit between us, so to speak. So then we can focus on that for the whole session. A session usually lasts about an hour and a half, which gives us time to talk first, come up with the goal for how you want to feel after, and then time to move on to laying down on my massage table, completely clothed, feeling very relaxed during the process. So we get to then go into the process of the muscle monitoring and the getting all the information that's related and underneath the issue that you have, and then leads us to techniques. For example, I work with flower essences, which relate to different emotional states to help bring awareness to what's related emotionally to the issue. And then I work with acupressure points, and I work with vibrational sound vibration tools, clear quartz crystal to help just enhance that release and bring the body back into balance.
You've pretty much answered that question.
Good.
For those who still aren't familiar with kinesiology, like I said before, it's best to just have a session for yourself so you can understand how it goes.
Yeah, that's exactly right. Most people say afterwards, they feel very light and relaxed and calm.
Yeah.
And grounded. That's one of the things too. It brings you back to yourself and you feel grounded in who you are. So you're always going to have a positive experience. So why not just give it a try?
But you also have to be open-minded to new things as well.
Yeah, I'd agree with that. Want to have an interest in your own journey, different perspective on your situation. So yeah, an open mind is always great to be able to look at things from a different way.
Absolutely. Do you remember the first time I had a session with you back in 2017?
Yeah, I do remember. I do definitely remember our first meeting. I'd met you before then and then you came to see me. And I have to say the difference in who you were then to now is quite vast. You're much more confident now, I would say, and open and flexible in how you think about yourself, and your self-esteem is so much stronger as well, I would have to say, than the first session.
Yes, I would definitely agree with that.
Would you agree? Yeah, for sure.
And my experiences from Love on the Spectrum helped, and so did everything else that happened after that.
Yeah, that's really wonderful.
It really goes to show you what kinesiology can do for the mind.
Yeah, mind, body and spirit. So we can't really separate them. That's the beauty of this work, that it helps you to have that wisdom within all of those aspects of yourself to make improvements in all areas of your life.
That's perfectly understandable.
Yeah.
I do have another question. What are your philosophies on life?
Well, that's a big question. But I guess for today, I'd have to say, I guess my view is that we come into this life with, you know, we're connected to a path that we are given, I believe, and, you know, we have our own journey to go through, which we all get to experience our own unique challenges in life, which I think we get to learn our life lessons through them. So that's something that I firmly believe, is that we can utilize all the challenges that we have and the difficulties that we experience to really learn about who we are and where we're going, and to understand who we are. And then if we can, you know, smile along the way and realize that it is a journey, just try to enjoy the process, I guess, is my philosophy, if we can.
That's very inspiring.
Thank you. I think it takes the pressure off having to feel like we have to arrive at some kind of destination if we just try and enjoy the process and learn to love who we are and appreciate our life and just allow ourselves to learn along the way.
It's actually the journey that gives us the thrills, not the destination itself.
Yeah, that's right.
Because when you arrive at a destination, you ask yourself, what next?
Yeah, exactly. That's the same with you. But when you've achieved something and you think, okay, so what am I going to do now? I've already achieved this great thing that I've done. You've been on that show. And then, you know, you think, oh, so what am I going to do now?
I thought that too. And I didn't know what was going to come next.
Yeah.
Then what happened in the past 3 years just all happened by itself.
That's so wonderful, isn't it?
I never worked for any of it.
That's what I feel is what happens when you have a positive outlook and you put out what you want.
Yeah.
In life, then the opportunities can present themselves to you.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah, definitely.
I also have a very ambitious and determined nature.
You do. I love that about you. You never give up. You're always keeping on going and determined to achieve things that you want. That's fun. That's fantastic.
And hence why a lot of people see me as some kind of inspiration.
You definitely are. I would have to agree. It's very inspiring.
Thank you. I was recently told that a lot of people on the spectrum don't really go after their goals. They're usually lost in life and they don't really know what they're going to do with their lives.
I think it's great to help, like you said, people on the spectrum to understand themselves in a way with compassion and understand how they can process their emotions. So I think that when they do become more aware of who they are that way, then it opens things up to be able to not only know who they are, but then, you know, go after more, widen up their view of maybe what they can do in their lives as well. Yeah.
But it's important for people to achieve their goals, no matter what age you are or if you're on the spectrum or not, or regardless of your sexuality or gender as well.
Yeah, absolutely. We're all open, everybody. We're all humans. We all have access to our own journey and whatever that brings, and, you know, whatever we want to achieve is available to us as we go after it.
Yes, of course. And so now I believe we're onto our Ask Mr. A Plus segment. That's a segment in the podcast where the guest has the opportunity to ask me questions, anything at all.
Anything at all. Wow, so broad. Well, I think you've answered one of them. I was curious about, you know, how kinesiology has helped you in the past. So from when you first saw me to how you are now, I was just going to ask, what do you think it has helped you with the most?
Well, it's helped me become a lot calmer and feel less anger, and I feel a lot more level-headed.
Yeah, wow. That's great, isn't it? And what else would I like to ask? So what's your main goal now? We've talked about how, you know, we achieve one thing and then something else opens up. Or what's your biggest goal that you could think of right now?
There's actually quite a few of them.
Yeah, okay.
Becoming a professional actor, a comedy actor,
mm-hmm.
preferably. Buying a house.
Yeah.
Not an apartment. Settling down with a woman. Having a pet.
Yeah, what kind of pet would you like?
Either a dog or a cat.
Mm-hmm.
And become financially wealthy.
They're all great goals.
But they take time.
They do. So I guess working away, and sometimes, you know, you feel like you have a lot of progress all at once, and then it might, you know, peter out for a little bit while you get some more clarity around things. Yeah.
Yeah, of course.
So what's the first thing you're thinking of is the most, the goal you want to focus on at the moment?
Well, there's two, actually. The wealth is actually an ongoing goal because that will take the longest to achieve.
Yeah.
The pet, that can't happen until I move out at some point. The house, it depends on how things go with the woman in Perth or if I meet somebody else elsewhere.
Yeah.
So the two goals I'm focusing on the most are my acting career and, to a lesser degree, my quest for love.
That feels more realistic though now, I would imagine.
Yeah.
Yeah, and that's wonderful. So I know that's been something that you've wanted for a long time.
Yes, of course.
Yeah, especially through the show and then meeting this new woman. It's so exciting that could become a reality very soon.
Yeah, I hope so.
Yeah, I wish you all the best of luck with that.
Thank you. Because the thing is, I have high doubts that I'm not going to find anybody in Wollongong.
Why do you think that?
Because not everybody meets their partner in their hometown.
If you put it out there, you'll meet the right person when the time is right. You may have already met them.
Just got to see how things go.
That's right.
Do you happen to have any more questions for me?
So if you could go anywhere in the world you haven't been, where would you love to go?
Great Britain.
Yeah. I know you've spoken about that before. What is it about Great Britain that really pulls you to wanting to go there?
I have a fascination with English culture. It seems classy and sophisticated.
Okay.
And because I like to explore their railways as well.
Okay. And what do you love about the railways? I said you talked to me about when you were three loving the Thomas the Tank Engine.
Yes.
Yeah. So it stemmed from there?
Yeah. I found it very difficult to grow out of it.
Yeah. That's great.
I tried to, but it could never work out.
I'd say you don't have to grow out of it if it's something that makes you happy.
Yeah. It certainly does.
Yeah. Okay. What else about Great Britain do you want to explore?
I also happen to love their cheeses.
Okay. What kind of cheese do you love?
Basically the ones that smell like feet.
Okay. Would you love to go explore their cheese factories and taste all the different cheeses? Yep. Yeah, right.
And one thing I'd love to do over there is have an English high tea with a woman at a tea house.
Well, that sounds lovely.
It certainly is.
For sure. Well, I really hope you get to experience that.
Other places I'd like to visit would be Scotland, Wales, parts of Europe and the US.
Anywhere in particular?
Well, LA particularly.
You might get to do some acting over there.
I would love to, because I certainly would love to do improvisation classes with the groundlings.
Yeah, right. Well, that's a good goal.
That's where Phil Hartman did improvisation.
Okay.
R.I.P.
So have you got into comedy? Is that something that you aspire to do, more comedy?
Yes.
Yeah, right.
Because last week when my parents and I went to see Darren Hayes in concert, we met him backstage and we made a post about each other.
Mm-hmm.
And he's like the first person that's ever referred to me as a talented podcaster, actor and comedian.
Yeah, right. He's lovely, isn't he?
Yeah.
Very talented.
He certainly is.
Yeah, that would have been great.
He's one of the loveliest men I've ever met.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. In fact, he was a previous guest on the podcast.
Oh, was he?
My mother also had a fangirl moment. In fact, I hope to have Darren Hayes as a guest at my wedding.
Oh, that'd be nice.
I told him that.
And what did he say?
He'd be honoured to also sing at the wedding.
Yeah, how awesome would that be?
It would be. But I'm not getting married anytime soon because I obviously don't have a fiancé.
Yeah, sure.
But at some point in the near future, I will.
Yeah, it might not be too far away.
Hmm.
Do you see yourself doing, we talked about going into comedy and acting, etc.
Yeah.
Do you see yourself doing stand-up comedy?
I honestly don't really know at this point because I don't have any jokes.
Yeah, I could see you doing that, you know. That's something I think that you'd be very good at it.
When I was at the best man at my brother's wedding last year, my speech was apparently the best one and also the funniest.
I'm sure.
I do admit that it was pretty funny.
Yeah. I reckon you would have some great material.
I just probably would need some kind of mentor.
Yeah, well, I'm sure there'll be plenty of people will be out there who could help you with that.
Well, Shari, thank you so much for coming on today's episode. I really appreciate it. And you really gave us a lot of stuff for us to learn about.
Oh, look, I really am grateful for you having me on. It's been such a pleasure.
Thank you.
Really enjoyed it.
It certainly was.
Thank you so much.
You're most welcome.